Blog Talk Radio.
There's a question on my mind, and it's always on my mind, but especially around this time of year, because I would like to know very much how many veterans who served this country, who became disabled, would be are being denied a service dog this week alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, there's no answer to that question. The agencies won't tell you. The service dog schools won't tell you. Nobody will investigate to find out. But I submit to you, Inner Sight submits to you, the world, that the service dog schools and the other agencies do not honor the veterans the way they should. Because if they did, they would insist upon the American way, especially for those who serve this country. That's even worse than a guy like me. Well, you know, I wanted to serve, but I went down there with my guide dog and they wouldn't take me. But my brother served and many of my friends. But isn't that a disgrace that these agencies, along with the service dog school and all the, you know, the governmental, you know, put everybody in there, the governmental divisions, they don't honor the veterans the way they should. They don't even, the veterans don't even have the privilege of the American way of a day in court. And the agencies, the guide dog schools, won't give us a contract, you know, to bring about that day in court. I spoke about this today on the subway. You should have seen the reaction. People don't know. See, that's the thing. People don't know that this is going on. We have no rights. You know. Now, I wonder what you would get if you Googled that, if any of you guys could, you know. How many veterans will be denied service dog this week alone in connection with Veterans Day?
Not going to get
is
that.
Is there anything remotely about it? Any inkling or anything about it?
I doubt it, but I could try. But
give it a shot.
We tried this
just
before
to say that
we
did it. You know? Yeah.
Right.
You know, you have this computer. A friend of mine has a computer. She's blind. You guys know her. And she lives in that building in the city, and she's trying to get her sight back.
Oh,
Alexandra.
Okay.
She has a computer, and you can ask that computer any question you want. It's supposed to give you the answer. You know what the answer was when I asked that question?
What?
Nothing is found.
Frank, any computer, you can do a search, but not, you can't get information that's not there.
Yeah, but this one is really cool. You're supposed to be able to ask them any question, and they're supposed to answer it. They couldn't answer
this. No, there is no such computer. It can only give you the information
that's what
that's
they
available.
Claim, anyway. Yeah, that's what they claim.
Mm-hmm.
But we submit, and I think it's a disgrace to this country. And by the way, I did call the VA and invite people to call in tonight, and I left the phone number with the people who invited me over there, so, you know, I did the courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an absolute disgrace. It's a disgrace to the flag. And we had, I had a veteran on my crew, stage manager guy. You know, he was in Vietnam. He had a lot of problems. Guide Dog Foundation denied him a dog. You know.
Crazy.
So I know that it does happen. I don't know how many people will be denied this month who served this country, you know, or this week even. Let's get it closer, you know, this week. I would love to know.
No, it just gives things about veterans that were denied entry into restaurants with a service dog.
No.
Yeah, no, because that's something that's tangible to them.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
No,
that's,
but that's,
right.
That's the only thing it gives.
Right. You know why? Because that's name for report on. They don't feel uncomfortable reporting on that.
Yeah, because they don't have to give anybody rights on that. We already have rights.
That's right.
You know. So, salute the flag. Remember the veterans. And I'm telling people, sign the petition for all the veterans that have been denied service dogs, and all the others, of course, who cannot get the American way of a day in court. And let me tell you something. We, the disabled, appreciate more than the average person our freedom, the freedom that we have, because we have to struggle and fight to bring about that freedom. You know, it's not just there for us the way it is for everybody else. Example, a blind person can't walk down the street and read everything that's on that street and find their way.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. Doesn't exist. Should, but it does. Maybe a couple of traffic lights here and there. You could hear them, but that's about it.
Excuse me, can I try to control the noise in the background?
Yeah, we appreciate our freedom, and we appreciate the people who died for it, the people who became disabled for it, more than the average person. Because we have to first fight for that freedom that should be ours. We shouldn't have to fight for those little liberties and freedoms that everybody else has. You know, I was thinking today, what if you were denied, there was some crazy thing where you were denied a car. Now, a lot of people have to get around with a car, a vehicle, you know. What if you were denied a vehicle and then you learned how to get the vehicle on your own. Let's say you couldn't get it through the system, right? But then the system turned around and said, okay, now we're not going to give you any gas because you don't have this particular sticker on your car that you got the car from the system. You see how that is? That's very similar to what the service dog schools are doing to us. You can't get the medical for your guide dog because you don't have our sticker, our approval on your dog. You know? So that's a horrible, horrible thing. And when you couple that with the fact that people who serve this country, that's even worse. You know, I would love to give free classes to people who want to learn how to train guide dogs. I mean, I'm not the greatest. I'm not the greatest expert in the world, but I could show them basically how to do it. But I'm afraid to offer that. You know. And by the way, Silo wants me to write a article in a newsletter, maybe about service dogs. I'm afraid to offer that because what's going to happen now? They have the dog with the medical. See? Who's going to pay for that? We have to have the fund first before we have the classes. Otherwise, we're doing the same damn thing that the agencies are doing, in a sense. You know, we're saying to these people, well, you know, no, we can't help you. And I won't do that. Inner Sight salutes the veterans all over the world. We understand what many of these people are going through who came back and who are frustrated and have problems and, you know, want to. A lot of veterans want to hurt themselves. You know,
yeah.
I guess they feel guilty.
That's,
or hurting other
guilty.
People.
They don't feel guilty, Frank, if they want to hurt themselves because no one listens to them and gives them the help that they need.
Well, that could be it too, but they might.
I know it because
out
again,
of guilt,
I watched
some of them.
I tell you, I watched this show on one of the cable channels about, you know, the emergency room and stuff, and they get these veterans in there that come in intoxicated or on overdose from this or that or the other thing, and they clearly say, I'm doing this because no one listens to me. I can't get the help I need. So they do it. They wind up hurting themselves or getting themselves into some kind of mischief because the system won't listen to them. They won't help. It won't help them. And if they do help them, they put them away somewhere and drug them up anyway.
Yeah, I remember we had Freddie on the show. I haven't been able to contact him. I hope he's all right. You know, Sergeant, I can't think of his last name right now.
Yeah.
On the show from the World War II.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he went and visited a friend of his in the mental ward where they had many, many veterans. And it was just a nightmare. It was horrible.
Yeah. Well, the veterans...
You know,
VA hospital psych ward is no better than any other psych ward anywhere else. It's just the veterans pay for it versus insurance paying for it. They're not getting any better treatment. They're going to get the same treatment.
Yeah.
No one's going to listen to them. And then they get doped up and they have no life. They're just dragging around there for the rest of their life. Doped up on medication so they don't feel or see or hear or understand anything. That's the way they have to live out their life.
Yeah, so they put people in the military, train them and send them over to kill other people, and then when they have problems, they don't want to know them, or they give them the horrible treatment, you know. What was that song that Springsteen had? Born in the USA.
Yeah.
Had a line in there about...
You want me to bring it up?
Yeah.
Uncle Sam sent me over to Vietnam to kill the yellow man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could. I've heard people say so many times, I had to go and kill somebody I didn't even know, some stranger, never did anything to me, you know? I mean, think about that, people that you don't even know, and I'm sure that people on the other side thought the same way. You ever see that movie with Clint Eastwood? I forget the name of it, where there's one scene where... The German, this World War II movie, where the German guy, the German officer, is in a tank, and they're going to blow up this bank.
Mm.
And, you know, they're in the middle of this war, and who knows when you're going to get killed. They're in the middle of the war, and they send a message to the German guy in the tank. They say, look, you know, we want to blow up this bank and get the gold, and your share is $200,000. The guy immediately, you know, put out a white flag and opened up the tank and came up and said, "Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah," you know.
Yeah.
They immediately made friends. So it shows you. You know, there's a common thing. They wanted to help this guy. They said to him, what are you doing? You know, you're going to blow us up. We're going to blow you up. All this money is sitting here. Nobody knows anything. We're here. We're going to, you know. So they blew the thing up. They took the money, and they had a big celebration. And I forget the name of that movie, but it was a good movie.
I got it if you want it, Frank.
Springsteen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's, a little music is good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear the ugliest guy's voice in the world.
Might as well show off my new sound system.
Yeah, it's really good. There it is.
All right, we here at Inner Sight honor the veterans, who served, came back disabled, those who didn't come back. And let's see, 918, and if you are a veteran, you're listening, we would love to have you call in, 213-816-1650. Let's do a couple of commercials, and then we'll see what's going on, if anything, with the phones. Big East Takeda Rescue brings you Inner Sight. And Tom's River, New Jersey, the Akita. Rescue the Akita, and you can train it, get the right one as a service dog. Tom's River, the number over there is 609-388-7004. And Joanne Diamond is the Akita lady. Brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, housing specialist, service dog discrimination, employment, discrimination. James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662, James Bahamonde attorney. And if you need a different kind of attorney, we recommend Touro Law School. Big law school over here in Islip, New York, Touro. And 631-761-7000 on Touro Law School. So let's see, you want to buy a house, sell a house, rent a house, get a house, call Mr. Kennedy at Kennedy Realty, our good friend of Inner Sight. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, and he'll take good care of your housing needs. Very knowledgeable guy, Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy. We recommend Sutton Insurance to you. On the web, you can find them, SuttonInsurance.com, for all kinds of coverage. Sutton is the name to remember. And around the world we go with Good Mojo Printers. Good Mojo. Anywhere from business cards to letterheads, leaflets, brochures, anything. Go to the Good Mojo. Or you can call them, 631-666-1010. Good Mojo Printers. Friend of Inner Sight. Yes, and a special message now from Inner Sight to the world. All the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Watch over them. Cherish them. Remember Corey Foster and Avanti Oquindo, two youngsters who deserved a lot better from this system. We won't let the world forget. All right, around the world, Inner Sight 921, and Silo contributes to this program. We thank them for it. Nursing home transitional program, political information, anything you want to know about legislation. And they have some kind of a youth program over there. Check that out. And let's see, what else? Well, for more information, you just call them. 631-880-7929. 880-7929, Silo. Around the world with Inner Sight, honoring the veterans on this Thursday night, a couple of days from Veterans Day. All right, let's see. We got Able News.
Yeah.
How about some Able News? Give us an Able News rundown.
All right. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 27 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
I have a number for you.
Yeah, let's get the petition number, and then I'll give out the phone number. Go ahead.
75,027.
Hey, we added two. All right.
Yep.
All right. The number here is 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, we're talking about and we're honoring the veterans who served, became disabled, and those who, of course, never came back. And, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And give thanks to the veterans for your freedom. You know, you really don't know how valuable something is until you don't have it. Imagine if you didn't have your day in court for any given situation?
We don't.
That would be horrible.
Very much so.
Millions of us don't.
No, we don't.
You know? But that's what we have to live with. And yet we still respect that flag and the veterans.
Yeah. By the way, Frank, if there's anything else you want me to run on the air, tell me. I'll look it up. Because I can now.
Well, the music is good. I think we ought to play Raise America. You know, since I knew him personally. And, you know,
what do you mean
such
instead? Instead
song.
Of what?
Instead of Taps?
What?
No. Taps will be at the end of the show, but if you can find that, America
Ray
by
Charles?
Ray Charles, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. It's
it?
There. It's on the thing. It's
in
Ray Charles,
the,
America the Beautiful or something.
Yeah,
it's
Honor
on
of
where?
All the Veterans.
Stuff,
it's on where?
It's under R.
No, well, I'm looking it up.
No, it's on the board.
No.
All right, if you can find it, good. If not, don't worry about it.
Well, now I have to get out of this mess.
I went down
just go to the board.
When I went down to the VA, a couple of people got up and told their stories. You know, and one guy was saying how he was able to get some. These were people who were blind mm-hmm. veterans. How he was able to get help, you know, with his vision.
Huh?
That well, you know the. The training and all that, but and he was commenting how it took forever, you know, but he was able to finally get it, and you know, the guy was an older dude. He was saying how thankful he was for that, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, hey, they owe you, brother, you know. They owe you a lot more than they gave you, you know.
But this would happen.
And people got up and told their stories of, you know, how the VA has helped them and how the VA hasn't helped. One of the problems with the VA is that they're very uncreative. You know, we found that out. We found that out when we were helping this homeless, or on the verge of being homeless, this Vietnam medic, my buddy Don.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we put up the deposit for his apartment, and we called over to the VA and we said, look, you know, we're putting up $50. Can you guys match this? Or, you know,
man,
well, they wouldn't do a damn thing for him.
I know,
you know, I mean, come on, they wouldn't even raise 50 bucks for one of their own. And I thought it was a disgrace. You know, here this guy needs this apartment. He's being put out of his other place for whatever reason. You know, and the VA wouldn't do a thing. You know, I told him, I said, why don't you go around and take up a collection on your lunchtime? They can't stop you from doing that. You know, oh, we can't do that. You know, then everybody will want to say, well, so what? Help as many people as you can.
Right. Then everybody wants that. So what's the problem with that?
Yeah.
Then you take it and put it into a program that you can actually get people what they need. Hello?
Yeah.
That's how you start a program.
We have Regina on hold, and I have a video for you.
That's the problem with the VA. They cannot be creative. They're too humdrum with these stupid rules. All right, what'd you say? You had a video about what?
I have Ray Charles for you, and we have Regina on hold.
Oh, all right. Well, let's take a phone call. We can play this song later. On Inner Sight Live.
Hey.
Around the world.
You're live.
Hello.
Hey,
hello?
Regina. Can you hear us?
Must be on the cell phone.
Regina,
yeah.
We're here. We're live.
Call back if you know.
Yeah, call back
in.
And if you're on speakerphone, take it off. And by the way, if you're near a radio or a television, please turn it down. Or
I'm putting you back on hold, Regina, because you're not responding.
Well, let her, maybe she has to call back in.
Yeah, maybe it's disconnected somehow.
All right,
no,
Inner Sight.
I don't know, she just went back. What just happened? I don't know, she hung up.
We have the Ray Charles America, the beautiful. Let's why don't we play that? Can you get that?
Yep, you got it.
All right.
Come on.
On Inner Sight Live, around the world.
I'm waiting for the stupid narrator. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, shut up.
Who is that?
I didn't shut
that's
the narrator.
That's his narrator.
Narrator.
It doesn't work. Yeah. Here it is.
This morning. And I know it because the manager came up about 4:15 or 4:20 or something and knocked on my door. And you know, I wasn't too happy about that. But I struggled to my feet and I said, manager. Oh, Lord. Mr. Charles? I said, yeah. Sir, about your drummer. I said, he don't sleep here, sir. He said, I know, but there's a problem. And rather than to try to explain it, could you just come to the outside of the door and just listen for a minute? And I have to.
I thought this was going right into the song.
I don't know.
Hang on, let me.
No, I'll wait. I'll bring up a different one real quick.
Well, you want me to play what I need to?
No, I'll turn off my narrator, and I'll bring up the next one, see if that gives me the song.
Because I could scroll down and quickly play it.
Well, it sounds like he was in some kind of concert right there.
Yeah. I have it, Joe. I could play it.
I think
Joe?
I got it.
I have it right on
yeah,
the
I
board.
Got it.
I
got it.
All right.
All right.
There
we
it
go.
Is.
Oh, beautiful.
There it is.
For heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved. And every day divine.
something like this.
Immortal Ray Charles, in honor of the veterans, and I can tell you that Ray was quite a beautiful, beautiful person, having had the honor to walk down Broadway with him and to know him and to share his dressing room, which is a great privilege. He just wouldn't let anybody in there, you know. Nobody else was in there, just him and me and his aide, you know, and I just feel so blessed to have known the guy, and, you know, and, you know, you had to, in, what was it, 1972, if you wanted to hear something really crazy and beautiful, you had to hear him and Stevie together. On the same stage, you know.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I was
when
instrumental.
It was? Do you know when it was? I could probably bring that up, too.
I think it was April. I don't know if they still have it, but
it's probably
April,
in there.
April 72. I don't know. I forget the date. But
I'll look it up. But you have Regina holding again.
Lincoln Center. If you could find it.
Yep.
All right, let's take a phone call live on Inner Sight around the world.
Hey, you're
my
on the
dear,
air.
Dear departed friend Ray Charles, who I always love.
Regina, you with us?
Hello.
Regina, you with us?
Something wrong with her phone.
I think her phone's acting up. Poor phone. Poor Regina.
We can't hear you if you're talking.
Can you hear us? We can't hear you. But
yeah.
Try again.
Third time's the charm.
Maybe, yeah.
All right. Honor the veterans. Care about them. Give them what they need. Keep them safe. They kept us safe. They gave us our liberty. They gave us our freedom. Right here in a site, 939. 39, New York, goes around the world. And we certainly want the world to know that we have a great love and respect for our veterans. You know, the world wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't have the freedom to do this radio show today.
That's right.
If people didn't stand up and defend this country, other people wanted to take it away and change it. And still, even today, who's defending our waters and our skies and everything else? You know, watching out.
Our veterans and our guys overseas.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you know, people take that for granted. You know, they don't fully realize what their freedom is until they lose it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And as I said before, many of us have to fight for that freedom, the smallest thing. As we talked about last night, how the agencies want to stop us from living. Well, that freedom that these veterans gave us will not allow them to stop us from living. We're gonna beat this system. We're gonna change it. I don't know if I'll live to see it, but I know it's gonna change. Because people want it to change.
Yeah.
And as we've said many, many times, nobody can stop inner sight, because inner sight is inside of people.
That's right.
You can't stop that. So we urge you, you know, whatever celebration you may go to over the weekend in honor of the veterans, remember some of these things that people don't usually think of. You know, the freedom that millions of us don't have, as we spoke of before, the day in court. How valuable is that day in court? You know, why do you think we have a petition and why we're fighting severely to get that day in court? Because of what the veterans did for us. We're not going to let that go in vain, millions of people became disabled and millions more died. We want that day in court that they gave us.
That's right.
And we're going to get it. And if the service dog schools don't want it, throw them out of this country. They don't belong here. Get rid of them. Deport them.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Get people in there who want people to have rights the day in court. Give us a contract. If that brings us the day in court in the American way, give it to us. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been through the whole thing. You can't pass a law. They're private agencies. You can draw up a contract and sign it. There's no law against that.
Nope.
There's the answer. There's why we do it. Because we respect the veterans more than the service dog schools and the agencies. The agencies don't respect the veterans. Will any agency take this letter that denied my Windsong help with her cancer and Sunrise and publish it on their website?
No.
They haven't got the guts to do it.
No, they don't.
I'd like to see them do it. Not one of them. Not even my independent living center will do it.
No.
Yeah, Joe.
I don't know if it's in Lincoln Center or not, but I got Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles with Living for the City.
I don't know what that is. Together?
But that's what it says. Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, Living for the City. It's one of the songs that Stevie did.
Oh, what year was that made?
Not telling me. But it was live.
I don't know if that's the song they did, but They don't give you a time or date or where it took place?
Not this one, no. It's just saying,
because the first
what?
Time they performed together was at Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
So that may have been afterward. I don't know.
I
forget
know,
what song they did. It was so long ago.
I found the two of them together, though.
Yeah.
If you want it.
All right. Two great Americans. Let's hear the song.
His father was some days before 14 hours, and you can bet that he hardly makes a dollar. His mama goes up the floor for me, and I declare some of them hardly makes a penny. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I don't...
Wow.
I don't know if that's the song. You know, thinking back, we tried to get an album made. We called it the Inner Sight. Not Inner Sight, but the Out of Sight Night at Lincoln Center, Out of Sight Night. And we couldn't get the record companies to agree. You know, there's a couple of different record companies. And when Stevie and Ray came on the stage, they pulled the plug. They didn't allow them to make a recording together. So I don't think that's the recording. I don't recall that was the song. But two great Americans right there, and I'm proud to have brought them together on the same stage for the first time. 1972, I believe it was. Lincoln Center.
Well, I put in the system 1972, Philharmonic Hall. I put in the system 1972, but I don't know when that was.
Yeah. What is that noise? It sounds like a wave. Is that the ocean?
Sorry. No, it's my stupid, you know, breathing tonight. It's not so good.
Did we get Regina back?
Nope. She's not on now. I don't know if she came back while I was playing the song, but she's not there now.
Well, we apologize, Regina, that we couldn't get you in. We certainly hope that you'll call back, and, you know, we had some kind of difficulty getting you in here, but keep trying. And if you don't get in tonight, do it tomorrow night for the Follies. Tomorrow night is our Follies night, and we'll have we have a very interesting question for Bootleg.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Should be a lot of fun. I'm not going to reveal it tonight, but you'll have to come in tomorrow night after you watch Inner Sight on Long Island, 8 o'clock, 115. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, on New Time, Island Wide.
Okay.
And check it out. And, of course, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, still the same, 11 o'clock. Wednesday night, 1997. So that's the Inner Sight television schedule. Monday, we'll be on a rerun. We won't be here Monday. Got to do the show. All right, Inner Sight around the world, honoring the veterans, both living and dead. And to close the show tonight, we're going to have a minute of taps in tribute to those who never came back.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, the biggest thing that really bothers me is that these agencies and these schools that don't give us the American way ought to really do more and change their ways, you know, and start practicing what they preach. You know, I'm sure that there are a lot of good people who work for these places, you know, and they don't like it, but they need the job. You know, that's the case many a times. But we have got to get people in there, the top people who are going to change these things and who believe in the American way enough to say, hey, we have to do something about this. We don't want to leave these people out. We don't want to be accused of not giving people rights. So we urge you to sign our petition, change.org, and help us get. We have over 75,000 names. Give us 75 million names.
Yeah, right?
Give
That'd
us
be great.
As many names as it'll take to bring about that day in court. You know? And I think the best way to do it is a contract. So There you have the Great American Petition. You want to celebrate Veterans Day like you've never celebrated it before? Sign our petition, because you're signing for millions of veterans who need service dogs, who have applied, who will apply, and have no rights. There's a way to celebrate Veterans Day. Sign that petition. And if the veterans get it, we all get it. And we thank you for signing. We thank all that have signed. Keep those names coming in. 213-816-1650 here on Inner Sight, 955. And don't forget tomorrow night, the Follies.
Yay.
Have a lot of fun here. Oh, you like the Follies, huh?
Yeah, I always do. Makes me
yeah.
happy.
Well, we may
I
have
a
special guest tomorrow night.
What?
Special guest tomorrow night.
Oh.
I'll have to see if I can get him to call in.
Yeah, he always calls in on the wrong. He always calls in on the wrong day.
I know.
Oh no, this is somebody different. This is somebody who rarely, really ever calls in.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. And Veterans Day. Now, wait, is Veterans Day tomorrow or Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Tomorrow's the day before.
Some businesses are observing tomorrow, but the official day is Saturday. The post office
Correct.
And all those things, the government offices are closed and all that.
Oh, so the banks are closed Saturday.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
some might
what
be
about
closed
this?
Friday. I don't.
Oh. Are the schools open tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I say, some are participating tomorrow, some are participating Saturday.
Oh, I think the schools might be closed tomorrow. I don't know. But anyway, we honor the veterans living and dead. We thank them from the bottom of our hearts. We salute them. We salute the flag. And we always will here at Inner Sight. And we urge people to sign that petition and give the millions of people rights who fought. Many died and many came back disabled and don't even have the right to the day in court when dealing with a service dog school, and I think that's a disgrace to this country. So sign our petition. There's the best reason to sign. All right, I want to have, can you set up those taps? We're going to have the taps.
It's ready.
We're going to go off the air with the taps.
Well,
in
you
honor
just let
of
me
all
know it's ready.
Living and dead. Here we go. Taps.